AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Oh my god, I'm so randy. So just feeling good, south of the border. So good. You're so good, you guys. We accept this rose. I accept.
I can't hear myself. Can everyone hear me?
I can hear you.
I can, yeah, I think I can hear you. Check one. Check one.
Can you hear yourself? Can you hear yourself?
Okay. Yes.
Accept this rose into your world. Oh my god, we've worked out the levels, guys. My name is Arda Marine, and we are coming to you from my garage. We've got that. We've got the room set. I've got a fan. I bought a fan. If you hear sounds, it's because it's 80,000 degrees and the sun's trying to kill us. I'm so excited. It is Raining Men in my garage. It is Raining Men. Hallelujah. Yeah. Okay, we hear a man right now.
Will you accept this rose?
Is this man an Emmy winner? I don't know. Let's find out who this man is.
I don't know. He's 5'9" tall. He weighs 115 pounds. It's Kyle Dunnigan. How you doing? Wow.
Yeah.
I had no idea that was coming.
You have your own theme song.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah. This is, you're from Connecticut. Your name's Kyle Dunnigan, and you're getting to the Bone Zone.
I'd like to have a copy of that.
I was inspired, obviously, by the classic song Jump from Van Halen.
Which reminds you of me.
Of Kyle Dunnigan. Because you just screamed David Lee Roth to me.
Yes.
How are you, Kyle?
I'm good. I am good.
I'm so glad you're here.
I'm glad to be back on the show.
In person. We did one when I was in Atlanta, and we did it on the phone from my Airbnb.
Yeah, you know, I didn't even know you were on the phone. That's how good that sounded.
You thought I was like a hologram. I just felt like I was right there.
I just, because I was, well, no, here's the thing.
You were in person.
I was there.
But it felt like I was there.
It sounded so good.
It sounded
like you were there.
So good. It sounded so good.
Yeah.
Speaking of sounding so good, a man with or without a mustache, I love him. Let's give him a proper intro.
Sounds about right.
I used to dance for senators to this song.
He's brought the sass. He's brought the bone. He's brought the class and went to Australia with me alone. He's my new friend. I love him very much. We're gonna break things with a bat. And his name is Brian Suffy.
Yes,
yes.
Killing it with the rhymes. Arden, I'm so flattered. I want to say, you said you had one fan in here. You have two.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Add me to your fan list.
Oh my god, Brian.
Yeah, I'm a Dyson Airblade for you.
Brian Suffy, my second fan. Brian and I did go to a rage room together. Brian,
we've had a year together.
Brian also came to my hometown of Little Compton, Rhode Island.
It's the only place I would ever get a second home.
Okay, tell me everything.
Since I have the choice.
Yeah. I know.
Where do I buy my next home?
Exactly.
I know. It's so, guys, you know, that's relatable, right?
There's when you're two cities I'd live in, L.A. and Little Compton.
So when you, what did you think of Little Compton?
It was outrageously wonderful. It was like perfection.
It was the smallest, I mean, it feels like a time, it's like a time travel.
I was so relaxed. It was so beautiful.
It's tiny.
Yeah, I loved it. Okay, I loved every single second of it.
Oh my God. I'm going to drag you back there around Labor Day.
I want to be drugged.
Yeah, I'm going to drug you. I'm going to actually drug you. And then I'm going to drug you. And then you're not going to remember part of the weekend. And then we're going to have a lawsuit.
That's great. As long as I see, what was her name? Kathy?
Kathy!
And a pair of those espadrilles.
Kathy and those fun espadrilles. Yeah. We're good to go. Have you been to Little Compton? Because you're from Connecticut, Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been to Little Compton?
No. I think Rhode Island, the only thing I've been to in Rhode Island is...
Providence?
Yeah.
Do you think you're better than me?
Yeah.
Kyle!
Just a little bit.
How's your mom?
She's great. I just talked to her on the way over.
Yeah.
She's always the same.
Yes.
Do you find that about your mom? Like, for 30 years.
She's it. That's it.
It's been the exact same conversation.
Do you call her mother?
Yes. I go, mother, it's your favorite little boy.
Oh,
mother,
that's sexy.
Mother, it's your baby boy.
Yes.
Kylie. Kylie Jenner.
My sister used to dress me up and call me Kylina when I was younger.
I'm not mad at that.
I would just be, because she wanted a sister. So she's like, you're a girl. Your name is Kylina. And I was like, all right.
Before we get started, I need to call out that last time Kyle was on, we talked about Kyle came to my house. I had a party. We danced. Kyle was a great dancer. And you'd run into a beautiful young lady and you talked on the podcast like a fool. Talked on the podcast about taking this beautiful young lady on a hiking date and then kissing her and telling her that you guys had no chemistry. And then she heard the podcast and then I ran into her and she's like, I heard your podcast. How do you feel? What happened?
Right now I'm sweating a little bit.
Yeah.
But here's the thing.
She's probably going to hear this one, just so you know.
No, she won't.
Add that up. You just have to throw that. Assume she's listening.
Well, okay.
First of all, she's so pretty, she could be the bachelor. Like, not even just a contestant. She could be the bachelorette. She could be the bachelorette.
Yes, she's very...
She's stunning.
Her symmetry is...
she's beautiful.
Disturbing.
Yeah.
But,
disturbing.
When you texted me that she'd heard it, I panicked for myself, but more for you. I panicked.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, too. I'm clearly a bit of an idiot.
Sure, obviously.
In this story, as I should be.
Yeah.
I think a lot of leading up to that, she had, there's more to the story. She had blown me off.
Sure.
Like, a few times.
I mean, she's the bachelorette.
Right, but I was kind of like, meh, whatever.
Okay, great.
You know?
Yeah.
And then she kind of came back and was like, oh, let's, you know, we'll go out, whatever. So there was this stress already on it a little bit for me. Like, what's going on?
Yeah, right.
And then she does have a disturbingly attractive face. So
she's stunning.
Yeah. So I started like kind of laughing when we were making out.
Yeah.
Now,
that's amazing.
Because you were in shock? Or
we actually kissed before. There was chemistry, and using that word was very wrong of me, and it really blew the whole thing
up. Yeah, that ruined it. No young lady wants it to say
a person. No. But it's not like we don't have chemistry. I shouldn't use that word, but I did, and it's over.
Well, I want you to know that one time I made out with a guy, and then he got out of bed in the morning, and he gave me a noogie and was like, bye, buddy.
Oy, that's
he, like,
terrible.
Ruffled my hair. It was like a fun, like, noogie ruffle, and it got out. You had a favorite story of mine. That
I
asshole,
do.
You went on a date with an older man.
Oh God,
he, this piece of shit.
Who said that he was probably like 15 years older than me, very handsome, and asked me how old I was. When I told him I was like 37, he was like, wow, I've never dated anyone that old before. That's what he said to me.
He was 15 years older than
me.
He was like 55, and he was like, whoa.
What?
Wow. Yuck.
It's really upsetting.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all you need to know about that person. Yeah.
And then the person before that who I dated, I had never heard the name Jimmy Carter.
Oh, okay.
So that's where we're at.
Yeah, you got to find one in between.
Right in between. Those are my two options.
I also just wanted to give a thanks to our guest last week.
And not because of youth. Like, this person was alive during Carter's admission.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it was like he was 20.
Wait, no way.
Yeah. It wasn't like he was just young and dumb. It was like
a dumb dumb.
Never heard of him.
No.
Oh, you were born when he was president.
Wow. Never heard of him. I've never heard of him. Wow. I just want to say the reviews are in, and it turns out Beverly D'Angelo is a hit. We got such rave reviews. People loved.
People loved her.
Hi, Katie. Tana's in Orlando right now getting tan at a podcast convention. Yeah, people love Beverly D'Angelo, and she wants to remind you guys to go to her website, beverlydangelo.com for all of her live shows. But
is she stunning in person?
She's stunning.
I believe
she's
it. Gorgeous. She's so pretty. She
looks so amazing.
Yeah, I believe
she's stunning, and she was a blast.
And she was very stylish.
She was stylish. So stylish. She talked to us about threesomes.
Yes. Yeah, she just seems like the coolest.
All right, guys, here we are. Bachelor in Paradise. Overall, I'm really enjoying it this season.
Hey, what's not to enjoy? Hey, this show is perfect.
This happens every year, though. I always go, I don't want to see this.
Yes, same.
Yeah, and then I go, Matt Arden's got that podcast.
I know.
And then I'm on board.
I know you asked me to be on it, and I was like, oh God, that's such a commitment. It's going to be, and I just couldn't. Then not only did I watch this week's, I like went back.
Yes, it's of so course. Good. It's so fun. Yeah. It's so like, okay, so just sort of big sweeping colors. So Blake, it came out in the press. He showed all these tweets that Kaylin, and then Kaylin admitted she lied.
Yeah, she did. She was like,
she lied. He didn't do, they were kind of dating. She forced him to come over. She was begging him for sex. Like, she lied and like continued to lie about, like, and was like such a drama queen about it.
But
in
she like
Mexico.
Tried to spin her like response to it, like, yeah, I lied, but I didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah,
it was just like the most empty response.
She
I've
was
ever
lying
heard.
Through this
what
whole
exactly
thing.
What exactly was she lying about?
She like the texts were like, hey, I'm coming over. He's like, that's not a good idea. This was at Stagecoach. She's like, I've already ordered an Uber. And he's like, no, this is a bad idea. She's like, well, I'm coming. He's like, well, if you're coming, it's just for like hanging and cuddle. She's like, no cuddle, sex only. I want sex. And he's like, no, we can't do that. She's like, I'm only coming for sex. Like, and then she's like, well, I'm getting in the car. Like,
oh,
she.
Wow. Oh.
Completely. If it was a guy doing it to a girl,
oh,
it was
yeah,
really
bad. Oh,
yeah,
there'd be a major problem. Yeah.
Nothing's right about that situation. He should never have released those texts.
No,
running it by her. That was terrible.
He is a disaster.
And she's equally as terrible.
They're both disasters.
They're both terrible.
Horrible. And also Stagecoach is the worst part of all of it. Like, disgusting.
Indio. It's in Indio. It's
and
a week.
And they were all like fucking
Trisha
Coachella
Yearwood.
The week before.
Yeah, so they were just hanging out in the desert.
Yeah. It is. It's like a country. Really? I remember after we did Outside Land, some of the guys from Outside Land was like, hey, can you get me tickets to Stagecoach?
It's like the country Coachella.
And I remember thinking, why would I have a hookup to Stagecoach? But like, I appreciate that you're reaching out to me.
You're offended. You're like, excuse me.
Yeah. I mean, I am wearing the cowgirl boots that Paget sent me just because they're cute and they're from Paget.
And I don't understand why these people lied. Like, okay, yeah, you fucked. You hooked up.
Yeah, whatever.
That's fine. But her timeline also doesn't make sense because her timeline. If she's saying it, she's like, yeah, we were talking for months. And that means they were still talking when Colton's season was airing. So when she went on after, like, the Women Tell All or after the final rose and goes, I'm still in love with him. She was fucking Blake.
Were they fucking through the whole thing?
Well, they were hanging out. I mean, it sounds like they were fucking. That's what I read on, like, the subreddit, that they were, like, hanging out and hooking up.
Okay, so, and it's also, like, she's being all innocent about Christina. It sounds like Christina was his girlfriend, and he was, like, sneaking around with her. Mm-hmm.
And then also, like, DMing Tayshia.
He's disgusting.
I mean, as we found out.
Pentagons, octagons, squares, triangles, every
hexagons.
Shape. And he's got them all.
And then seeing Hannah G, as we found out.
He's so gross.
But, like, also, I mean, Kaylin is, like, she's spinning it. And then the editing is just spinning it to make him look like, you know, the complete villain there.
It seems like maybe this is not a new thing or just a you thing. But people, when they feel bad, they go, what did you do wrong? I feel bad.
Yeah.
There's
very little,
like, do I have any culpability?
There's no part.
There's no accountability.
There's no part.
Is that new or is that just people in their 20s?
I think that's always happened.
Okay.
I think it's worse.
It feels worse.
Do you think so? Hey, listeners, if you're in your 20s, do you think it's extra bad being in your 20s?
Well, they're not going to know. They don't know any different.
That's right.
Okay.
If I fucked up, I took ownership of that. And I said, well, I fucked up. Like, yeah. I think it's like, you know, parents need to teach kids how to.
I will be real. If in the past, if I've messed up, I have immediately felt shame. And my first, I feel like in the past, I have tried to figure out a way that I could kind of get out of it.
Oh,
like,
sure.
are.
Like, where I'm like ashamed of what I did, but and it's like, yeah, but they, you know, like I don't immediately go to, like I would, I feel like with time I've gotten better at owning it, but I've.
Would you have gone that far where
no,
she presented
no, no,
like
no,
I have
yeah.
been completely
never, never,
scammed
no.
by Blake?
That's crazy.
But she also did that about Hannah B. Remember, she like said all this shit, and then it like came out that like. Hannah B. Remember, like, the whole pageant thing that they were in pageants together and, like, Hannah
I have no memory. I don't
oh, okay.
remember that.
Like, during cult
I do.
Season,
I get, like, blackout memories.
There's
about
so
it.
Many
There's, like,
bachelor moments
but
in my
do you,
life.
Do you think if they're, like, talking to each other and hooking up, they're not allowed to go to paradise and that's why they're, like, blowing this out of proportion
oh.
and making a huge
oh.
deal? Because I was trying to figure out, like, why do
oh,
they
Oh, like if they broke
so
rules
much?
Or something?
But yeah. they all cross-pollinate now. You can't keep bunnies from hopping.
I mean, I don't think they seem to care who goes to paradise because I was like, why are they making such a big deal of this?
No,
like,
it felt crazy.
Like, yeah, we were hooking up then, but I'm not into you now. Like, I'm going to ask this person out.
I think
like,
that guy's
fine.
A plant. The new guy that's an unknown.
Christian.
Okay, wait. So we're
He's
starting. Okay, we're starting Monday night. We've got the.
No,
I agree with you.
Him.
We're starting the rose ceremony. So then we have Derek and Demi. They're cute.
Very cute.
They're
and
cute.
I know we're starting on night one, but I thought everything she did night two was very cool.
I agree
And she handled
you.
It really well.
You know what? This
he
is the only way.
Too.
In some ways, this is the only way
yeah.
to go through paradise. Like, okay, let's go couple by couple.
Okay,
so Derek and Demi, I am finding her to be authentic and very charming.
Also looks so good without makeup. Like,
yeah.
so cute.
Which one is Demi? I'm
sorry. The one who kind
of
came out as fluid.
The bisexual.
Yeah.
The one who's like
blonde.
Blonde.
Yes.
Short
okay.
little blonde, petite blonde.
So when she was on Colton's season, she was like the shit stir. She kept calling people old and like
grandma.
Her mom's in jail. Do you remember her mom was in jail?
I do not.
And she.
Sorry.
I feel like we talked about her.
I'm sure we did. Everything.
I get it.
I
get it. So she, but like they are very cute together, and like I, you know, and I.
Does she watch Orange Is the New Black?
Oh,
because they're very fluid on that show.
Well, it's at first when they teased this season, I was wondering if the producers almost like constructed this to make them seem current and woke and fluid and like the kids.
It was handled perfectly, which is wild for ABC and Bachelor in Paradise.
It actually felt like it seemed authentic.
Yeah, totally. I agree.
Where she was like, I was ashamed to tell my parents. This has been a big secret. I'm attracted to men and women.
He was lovely about it.
He's a sweetie pie. Because he last year hooked up with Crazy Taylor. He likes a little bit of Cray.
Yeah.
He can handle Cray. And he's almost vanilla enough to handle all these like live wires.
Can I say a
please, Kyle.
Insecurity on this podcast?
Please,
of mine?
Yeah.
This is hard to divulge, but
yes, Kyle.
When I find out that a woman is also attracted to other women,
yeah.
I, in my head, I can't satisfy this person.
I would
agree. And I bail out.
I agree. I would feel like, the same way. Yeah.
When I watch her tell him, I saw fear in his eyes.
Mm.
I saw, oh, she's going to leave me just like Miley Cyrus left Liam Hemsworth
yeah.
that is like dating Brody Jenner's wife.
You've doubled
what?
The field of people who
yeah,
could.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
She's now like, they got married. She married
yeah,
that Hemsworth. She
yeah.
married a Hemsworth in December. And this last week, there's photos of her making out in like the Mykonos with like Brody Jenner's wife.
I did not hear
who
about
he
that.
Also, they're yeah. like making out. It's like hot girl summer. Hot, huh. Yeah.
How is Mykonos still standing? I feel like it's been through such hell the past couple of years with Lindsay Lohan.
We watched that. Yeah. You and I watched that.
I didn't watch it.
That was hard to watch, that show.
We watched like two episodes.
I couldn't
finish it. So Lindsay Lohan, she acted like she was like 75 and like a
You mom. All have to get all the napkins.
Like yeah. a madam. Like Vanderpump.
Yeah, like a madam.
Yeah.
She was like, my name is on this resort. You gotta go. It's all about bottle service. And this guest, if they want like a hand job, you're gonna give them a hand job.
Upsell.
Yeah, it was like, you know, this is an exclusive resort. This is about the cabanas. This is about the like. I handpicked all of you. Yeah,
she's still got it.
She's turning into a combo of her mother and her father.
Yeah,
Dina and Michael.
Fabulous.
Thank you so much,
Crooks.
By the way, how is that book you read about Martha Stewart's best
friend? I didn't read the
friend.
Whole thing because the back was the best part.
Tell everybody about the book.
Martha Stewart's
it
best.
It was in my house. You found, in my childhood house, you found a book.
There's a book written by Martha Stewart's best friend all about how Martha had betrayed her during the trial.
Scandal.
The Martha's, like scandal.
Yeah.
But there was not a photo of them together.
There was not like one photo of them together.
There was only two separate photos of them separately. It was like, here's my best friend. You know, me and my best friend. There's like a separate photo of me and my best
friend. What I did find out is everything I could tell, the friend sounded like she fucked Martha over way more than Martha fucked her over.
Well, she wrote the book. Yeah. That's a piece of shit move. That's a piece of shit move.
I know. But by the way, Martha Stewart's so iconic for still saying she did nothing wrong. Oh, yeah. She's like, I still don't think I did anything wrong. And it's like, you are a villain.
You know what I love about her, too? I love that she's so New England, where she was like, all right, I'm going to jail.
Yeah.
Like, let's just get this over with. I'm going to go teach those ladies crochet. I'm going to befriend. So someone's going to be like an eye makeup tattoo. Mm-hmm. And we're going to, like, I'm going to come out with a friend and just, like, suck it up and never talk about
it. And she, like, gave Oprah hell for not visiting her. She went on Oprah after she got
out. Are you serious?
And Oprah was like, did people come and visit? She goes, they did. And she goes, I know you're busy. And it was like really awkward.
Yeah. Are you serious?
Yeah, it was great.
And now because of that, like, I feel like she got street cred and she's like best friends with Snoop Dogg.
She's back on top.
They have a show together.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's possible she didn't know and her accountant just traded these things?
Probably not. Yeah.
I feel like she wouldn't have gone to prison for that. I don't know. I don't know the ins and outs of it, but I have a feeling that they were like, I have a feeling there must have been correspondence where she was like, all systems go.
I mean, maybe. I don't understand any of that shit. And I don't get it either. How much money did you do anything illegal?
And if she knew it, yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. You're right. You're right. If you have so much money, why?
You need another $200,000.
Well, that's how you have so much money.
I mean, I could see
it's
my...
It's like you're just that
I know
greedy.
You have that mentality. You can't get out of that mentality. Yeah.
I guess I think because I don't...
She's a billionaire.
I feel like I don't know enough about what all that stuff is that I would be like, okay, thanks for the tip. Let's do it. Like, yes. I think I wouldn't know that it was illegal. Like, oh, yeah. Okay, cool. So that's going up. That's going to... There's going to be some public whatever merger tomorrow. Okay, cool. Let's buy a lot of stock.
Yeah.
And then I would be in jail, but not as popular as Martha Stewart. Okay, so we have – okay, so I guess we'll start at the roast ceremony. We've got John Paul Jones and Onyeka. We have Wills and Katie. Tayshia is pissed because Blake gave it to her. She's like, I'm not a backup plan. Annalise is certain that Chris is going to give it to her. She's like, I came here for a love story. And then he picked Christina. And then Bibiana is so upset. She's like, maybe I should have hooked up with Blake and I would have still been here. It's like – yeah. So then we've got that – let's talk about the Dylan, Hannah, Blake triangle. She's so bored with Dylan.
Oh, it's so sad. Like, and he's trying to literally give her the world, which he's trying too hard.
He's boring, but though. I would be bored,
too. I have to say, all three of them have just made themselves so unlikable. Dylan somehow made himself completely unsympathetic to me.
He's boring to me. Because I'm like, if that guy was just hanging on me, like, I can't believe you're kissing me. God, your hair. Like, at a certain point, like, make me laugh.
Yeah,
like,
no, he needs like, to,
let's
like,
talk about give me,
else.
Make me laugh. Uh-huh. Like,
all these guys are suffering from that. Cam, Clay. Yeah.
I need laughs.
They're all just clingy.
I don't want to be like, oh my God, I'm so glad you're here. Like, okay, I get it. Okay, yeah. I'm here.
Yeah.
Make me laugh.
Yeah, let's make fun of each other.
Make me laugh.
Yeah.
Let's make fun of each other. You better fucking make me laugh because I get bored so fast.
Oh, and him curling in low. And
oh my God.
Good.
And yeah, the curling in low.
Nuzzling her.
She looks so bored. I would be like her captured, like in everyone's. And by the way, all the women that are like, she should go with Dylan, they're all the ones that wanted Blake. Like, they don't truly
I
just, have.
Of the three of those people, I actually like her the best.
Me too.
In that triangle.
I agree
and I think
with
she's
you.
Getting like a really weird bad rap.
I feel like
she's
been,
not saying anything.
Yeah.
She's just like standing there. And maybe she's just shocked.
But she looks like captured and like, and all the women that are her friends, they are all women that came there wanting to date Blake.
Yeah, there's so, like no winning for her.
So she. And I felt like she was trying to be upfront with people. She told Wills that she didn't want to pursue something with him. Like, I think in her mind, she's like, I'm supposed to like Dylan. But he's so boring.
But she didn't say anything about meeting up with Blake a week before.
But why should she?
I do imagine how weird that must have been for her.
How
they
do you bring
up
it
a
up?
Week before, and then Blake comes there, and they're flirting, and she's like, well, this is it. And then he has Tayshia on it.
Yeah.
Date.
Why?
Like,
why
is
should,
fucked up on his part?
Why
like,
does she need to tell everyone? Like, I liked her thing where it's like it's my private bit. Like, there's no privacy in that world. Why
are they using code? Like when he said I flew to Birmingham to kiss her.
Yeah.
And then she's like, and we kissed. Is that really what happened?
It seems like a weird thing to just
that
go
seems
kiss
crazy
like,
to me.
Bye.
Bye.
Love Birmingham.
They must have something else.
Thanks for meeting me in
Birmingham. And give you a kiss.
And then fly back that night.
Yeah, you're right. They probably.
What does that mean?
At least, like, dry humped in a car.
Yeah.
Right.
I feel like they grinded in a car.
At the airport parking lot.
I felt like they grinded like a rent-a-wreck or
yes,
something.
Because they're not old
yeah. enough to rent cars.
I do feel like she should have just cut Dylan loose. Been like, hey, I like Blake. Sorry, guy. You're really nice, but I really like him and I came here for him.
I think maybe
he should take a fucking hint. Like,
Yeah, agreed.
He's so cute, though. I think he's so cute.
But he's boring. Like, cute. Yeah. He's not saying he's like a wet blanket. Yeah. Like, oh my god, I like your blue pants.
I loved how everyone was like, yeah, he comes up and he'll like talk to us for 2 seconds and they go, where's Hannah?
That would be so. Yeah. I would lose my lady boner for him as well.
Well, another thing he's doing wrong besides not making her laugh is, and this is a thing a lot of guys do, and I've done it too. But
Kyle,
you can't you make a woman feel like you're not listening to her and you haven't paid attention to her when not enough time has gone by and experience. You jump in like, I'm totally into you.
Yeah.
She goes, you don't know me.
Yeah. Like,
That's a cancer in the relationship.
You have to be a little mysterious.
Yeah, I think it's like you got to have a little bit of game.
Yeah, and go talk to other people.
Yeah.
Go do have your own life.
No.
But, you know, like.
And it quite, I mean, again, with him, it's like they pick this little Cupid doll. This cutest little blonde, but like they want this big-eyed little blonde, like this little thing. It's like nobody's asking her any questions. It's like they just like they've. It feels like they just picked her and want to like put her on a shelf. And it's like, look what I got.
Yeah, she is a trophy. Yeah,
she's a trophy, and she actually seems like she seems like a nice young lady.
Yeah. I don't know. The whole thing is so weird.
They plop prey in the middle of these wolves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Blake is acting weird about it, too. Like, Blake, after all this shit, is just like, I'm here for Hannah.
He's such a tool. He's my least favorite.
I wish they would quit shooting them eating breakfast. It makes me nauseous.
Oh, God.
It's so disgusting. That's the only meal they ever show them eating.
Yeah.
And
yes.
It's just like all of them with dry mouths.
They always show Blake in those moments.
So disgusting.
When he was like bench pressing from below the urn, he had like
eggs
the urn.
And bench pressing.
Eggs.
Ew.
It was just like.
And resistance.
And he's like pouting around and he's overdeveloped up top, then down below.
His loose tanks.
His like tank is like his like 1920 like movie villain tanks. It's like the story. He's like the Hamburglar tanks. Oh. Like I feel like his little nipples gonna. I just am like. I don't like any of that.
All the men on this show, on this entire series, and all of Bachelor Nation, is just a PSA for men that you have to work out your entire body and not just your upper body.
That's true.
Gotta do your core, gotta do your legs. And Tyler C. is the only one who seemed to get that message.
I think you're right.
All the other guys, they got that chub, but they got like good muscles on
top.
It's just that, okay, let's talk for a hot second about... Blake is also being like, I can really see a future with Hannah. It's like, he's such a psycho. Let's also talk about when he was
doing... I just needs love
when he does,
or affirmation or something.
And then when he does like his little swing dancing, like it's like swing dance moves.
This is called the pretzel.
Oh my God, he said this is called the pretzel. I'm like, dude, you would have nailed it in like 1997, like when Swingers came out. I remember you're like... a white guy in a bow tie who went to like swing dance camp.
And that was just like, it was, I mean, maybe they didn't like show us anything leading up to it, but that was just so weird. He's like, let's go on the beach. And then all of a sudden they just are like swinging around.
And then he's like,
he's like an actor at a speakeasy bar in Hollywood. The ones that like exist now, like Sassafras.
Or like Flappers.
Yeah, exactly.
Flappers Comedy Club where they have to dress. And then they do, and then they like, the fact that he did that apparently with 4 different ladies during the year, his move is he does the pretzel and
he
then he pulls her into the kiss. That's the move.
I mean, let me defend Blake here for a second,
just to take
it aside. I mean, it sounds like this move's worked for
him.
It does work. So why is he going to change it?
That's the thing.
He's got a move.
He's four out of four for the pretzel.
You know what?
Yeah,
he is four for four in the pretzel.
He is.
And by the way, if he hadn't gone on Paradise, he could still be bony. Like the women, they all knew he was a dirtball coming in and they all still wanted him.
Yeah.
Everyone knew his reputation from the year. Ladies like bad guys.
He'll still get ladies, though.
Yeah, they will.
Especially
women love
now because he like... has kind of proven a few of them liars, but I don't know.
But people didn't like that he published the text.
I don't know. On the subreddit, at least, everyone is like on his side. Everyone's totally anti-Kaylin.
Oh, yeah. It's like you get that, or you get like that guy, I can't remember his name, but he's always crying and he came for love. And
Cam. Cam. All right, let's talk about Cam.
By the beach.
Oh my God, let's talk about Cam. No. So Cam goes.
I really relate to Cam.
So Cam gets his. Cam gets his.
Don't tell me that.
Cam got his. Always be Cam. Cam got his rose from Kaylin. He couldn't believe it. And he was like, I have been put on earth for two things. I'm supposed to be a husband and I'm supposed to be a father. And I've been picturing two phone calls. The phone call to the father of the lady and the phone call to my parents. It's like, I'm engaged. And the woman is Kaylin. It's going to be Kaylin. And he's just...
Every time he came on, I had to do Alt-T and open up a new window. I just couldn't bear it.
It was so...
Just so uncomfortable. I was just like, I need to look at stuff. Just even the Google logo.
Do you watch it on your computer?
You watch it on your computer.
This is news.
How do you watch it? How do you watch it?
On my computer.
How? On what? Through what?
Oh, I have an enormous desktop. No, I just on my laptop.
Hulu.
I have
on
YouTube
Hulu?
TV. But I also have a TV, but I was watching it on my laptop. Is that really weird?
It's really weird.
It's really fucked up, Ryan.
I feel like Kaylin.
My God, no, things are really fucked up. Okay, wait. So Cam is like moping around, and then like he even tried to go hang out with Christina and Jordan, and they were like, "What the fuck?"
And then she was like, "I forgot you were here."
Yeah,
so great.
He just goes. He just went when he went and stood in the surf, and then the surf just made like his dick area wet. Like it was so.
That's when you know, like Lord of the Flies is a gut reaction because you see someone moping like that, and even I was just like, "Fuck that punk!"
I know.
I'm gonna beat it.
Yeah, they were so mean. I just wanted to rub his face in it. I wanted to gang up, and I'm not a bully. I'm anti-bully, but I wanted to gang up on him.
In our genetics, he was weakening the tribe.
He was weakening, and it's also like nut up, bro. Like nut it up, my man.
Yeah, because he's someone. A few of the guys on this show, especially more than the women, I think, are really like fighting their hot with really weird sensitivities.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's really unappealing.
I don't like that.
They're much more clingy than the women are.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed. Okay, so then we have, let's talk about.
Can I say one thing real quick about that?
Yeah.
Because I think that's also a genetic thing.
What's that?
Well, when we were cave people, most of the experience of us being humans has been we coupled up to survive. And it was your baby there.
Yeah.
And the man had to go kill something.
Yeah, right.
And you couldn't have. Your guy be like, I can't kill the buffalo. You had to be like, I'm going to kill the buffalo.
Yeah.
You needed that kind. And to think that we've evolved out of that already is, of course we haven't. You can't have a guy go over a cry by the ocean.
Well, quite honestly, I think that, like, in some ways, Dylan hanging on just being like, I'm going to just snuggle in down low. It's like, man up, bro.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. Or make me laugh. Make me laugh.
Yeah,
do
make
a card
her laugh.
Trick. How about a card
trick? Make me laugh.
Honestly, the pretzel made her laugh. Like, you can beat that.
Yeah, you can beat the pretzel. Yeah. Have any personality. Yeah. Have any personality. Okay, let's talk about Nicole. So last week, I predicted that she and Clay were going to go the distance and that they were going to get married. And I'm mad at Nicole right now.
This was my first intro to Nicole. I didn't watch whatever season she was on. She is stunning. First of all, she is so beautiful.
She really was not a front runner on Colton season, and she is a stunner.
Yeah,
she was sort of a cry. She got ganged up on that show, and she cried a lot. I'm glad
just for the listeners, not me, but who's Nicole?
Nicole is the woman.
She reminds
from
me exactly of J-Lo.
She went out with Christian.
She went with Jordan.
Did
the zip lining.
She went with Jordan. Okay.
I'm there.
Okay, so Nicole is so. So last week she went with Clay and they had the fireworks. And then, this week she had two one-on-ones. One was with Jordan and they went ziplining and they actually had a nice time. Yeah.
Ziplining is another thing that reality TV thinks is thrilling for people to watch.
Okay, now
I'm sure it's thrilling to do. Nothing looks lamer than watching people.
Okay,
do that.
I wanted to say for the record, I've been to Sayulita and I've been to that zip line. I've ziplined that zip lining. There's not that much to do around there,
But I bet you screamed the whole time. Like, I bet it was fun when you did it.
I had a blast.
Yeah,
I had a blast. It was fun. Like breaking things was fun.
Right.
So it was. You know what? And you don't even have to be that brave. I'm not clearly. clearly I'm not that brave. I'm brave enough, you know, but I'll go on a roller coaster, whatever.
Yeah, I've seen you jump off a cliff.
I'll do things. I'm like mid-level bravery.
Yeah.
I'm not a thrill seeker, but I'm not a chicken.
Yeah.
So it was pretty fun, I will say, but I don't need like a camera watching my cheeks flap.
Where the camera was very
for her. For her,
especially for her,
they did the GoPro.
Did
you visit the Bachelor?
Before Bachelor in Paradise existed.
Should go back if one of us gets really rich.
Paget went there. She befriended Jorge. How sad was it to see Jorge again?
They need to use him more.
And he said, "This is where I lost my virginity," and that was tough. That was tough.
I wonder what it costs to rent that.
It's like a hotel, I think. So you get like rooms.
But they get the whole thing. They rent the whole thing out.
They rent the whole thing. I think they go in the off season.
They go in like the spring.
I wonder how much.
It's like spring, early summer. So it's like before it gets really big, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, how much to rent the entire thing?
Oh, God. I don't know how it ever happened.
Apparently, some of the contestants that we know say it gets really dirty. Like, because I think in that area there's not plumbing. Like, I think there's like plumbing, but you have to like throw your tissue. There's not.
Oh. Well, that's a lot of Mexico. You throw your tissue in the trash.
And now I didn't realize they were all in one room. I feel like that's worse. I feel like in the past there was a couple rooms, and now it's all in one room, which
is
awful.
I'm so confused by like the layout of it. I try to figure it out, and it doesn't make sense.
So Jordan goes, "I'm engaged. I'm dialed in. I'm healing. I'm here. I'm ready. I'm physically, emotionally, totally available."
I feel like he had his dialogue in the prompter.
I know.
Like it just felt. It was just like a stand-up routine.
Yeah, I'm looking for the bone depth that sounds like a marriage engagement. TikTok, let's make it rock. Someone's going to be calling me daddy by. I'm like, it was so much. That was like this the first 20 seconds. That was a lot.
It was a lot.
That was a lot.
Yeah.
And he was like, "Your eyes are bomb." Like he that's what happens on that show when people who are naturally kind of entertaining in their first go round, then watch themselves, they get praised for it, and then they need to like amp it up to 11, and it's hard to watch.
Their entire existence is just that like one idiosyncratic thing that they were not even aware of before.
Yeah.
And he's just blowing it out of the
water. TikTok, let's make it rock.
Is that his catchphrase?
No, he was like, "I'm a model. It's my professionality. It's my face.
My face is my He has a lot of like amazing lines.
Yeah, he was pretty good.
I love Jordan. I'm not gonna lie.
I do too.
Me too. He goes, okay. So then I felt like they were sort of sweet. She gave it a go. Clay. She didn't say goodbye to Clay, but she was like, "Okay, I'm gonna make Clay jealous." And Clay was jealous. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, Clay got jealous. But Clay came back. And she was like, "Well, I thought about you all day and I missed you." And then they made out. And like, again, I was like, okay, they're going to be together forever. And then Christian shows up and everybody's like, who this? Like, and
he's
is that
hot.
Right?
I think he's hot.
I thought he was.
Then it
dissipated quickly.
Oh, yeah. He's like, he's a fucking jerk.
Is that why?
He's a hot Latino man that shows up. Come on.
I know. But for some reason, within seconds, I was like,
because he felt amped up, like he wanted to get airtime.
Yeah.
In the same way that he did. So he comes.
And once Jordan pointed out the sneakers.
He goes like this. Here he comes. He goes. That's when he's sitting with Demi in the greatest, it's like old man Muppets, but it's Demi and Jordan, which I could have watched for days.
They should be a couple.
They were great.
He goes, first of all, he's not a model. Something I can't read by writing. And he goes, and three, he wore trainers in paradise. Go buy a pair of espadrilles.
Yes, so great.
Yeah, and he goes, what's wrong with you?
And then remember when he called the other two running on the beach to Forever 21 commercial? Yeah. That was like legit funny.
It was funny.
Oh, they were really great.
So he picks Nicole, and Nicole's running around in like a bikini and a lace flowing gown, like she's Susan Lucci All My Children, like this lace gown, this lace like house coat that flowed behind her with like she had like lace pants, like it was a very Gloria Estefan.
It did look like something you'd wear to a concert.
Yes,
if you were the performer.
Come on, everybody, let me do that.
It was very much a Vegas residency.
Yeah, so like Celine Dion.
Yeah.
It was like lace pant. It was also like 11 a.m. She's in like a lace pant, a lace long train robe with a train.
Arden, I saw you not 2 weeks ago at Target wearing that. 11 a.m.
Only at the one in Eagle Rock. That's my Eagle Rock outfit.
The most
outfit.
Confusing one.
And then they go, oh, Latin guys are up to no good. And then he goes, she goes on the date. She's like, you're going to get me in trouble. And then he goes, what does Clay have that I don't have? And then they start kissing. She goes, ooh, Papi's getting me hot. Ay, ay, ay. And then they're making out and Clay's worried. And she's like, it's exciting. It's sexy. It's awesome. Clay's too passive. He needs to shake it up and pass him. I'm like, I'm totally unafraid to go for it. He embodies sex. He knows what he wants. I want Clay to be more assertive.
I like the game she's playing.
Tell me everything.
I just think that is what that show is for.
Tell me everything.
And I also think, like, yeah, I get it's not good to test people and to, I don't know, just sort of make them prove themselves. But it is sort of a... Maybe it's a cavewoman instinct
but
to
you
be like,
what?
You have
you're
to
right.
fight for this.
Yeah, you're
she
right.
loved it.
Yeah.
She was like, oh,
and I don't blame her. I don't fault her for it at all. I would want some excitement there, too. Even if I really knew Clay was the one in the end, I would want to be like, you know, I don't want to settle so quickly. Like, it'd be kind of hot to see you fight for me.
Yeah.
And maybe that's a shitty thing, like, but I like it.
You know what? And once she pointed it out, it felt like the equivalent of Dylan just hanging. Like, I can see. Yeah. Now, granted, Christian's a
like, I
alpha.
Do think she's going to give the rose to Clay.
Yeah, Christian is an alpha dick.
Yeah,
he's like, and, like, Clay is a gentleman, but I can see her being like, come on, a little more. Give me, like, a little one, too.
One thing that worried me, she kept saying to Clay, I want you to be assertive. And he kept saying, you want me to be aggressive?
Yeah.
And it's like, no, assertive. It's very different.
Yeah.
Like, instead of saying aggressive. And then he tried to fight him. And I was like, he did not get the message correctly.
And, like, Clay is so gigantic, and he sounds like Kermit the Frog. And he's like, excuse me.
And he's so nice. And,
I know.
Like,
and then it was awkward when he's on the daybed with Nicole, and then Christian comes over, and he was like, okay. He's like, no, you had your date, and I'm here with Nicole now. And then he was like, oh, is that what you want, Nicole? And it was like,
that was awkward.
It was awkward, but you could see she kind of liked Christian was like,
well, she even said, she goes, like, he reminds me of the guys in Miami that I would date. And you know that, I mean, she's obviously on this show. She probably hasn't dated the best guys.
Yeah.
So, like.
Yeah, that's not going to serve her well.
Yeah.
I mean, I get that it makes you feel good. But, I mean, this is a nice guy.
Yeah.
And you went on a date while you guys were kind of coupled up.
Two dates.
Some people.
Yeah. Two
give
dates.
Give him a break. Don't be like, you're doing something wrong.
Yeah,
be
you're
like,
right.
I know. Sorry. This is crazy.
I know. She
you're
went
nice.
On two dates.
Yeah.
Also, though, I will say, if you want someone to, and maybe she shouldn't have said assertive. Really, she probably should have said, like, surprising.
Yeah.
Like, surprise me. Because that is something that sets in quickly. In other words, like, he will never bring her flowers out of nowhere. He will never set up a dinner for her out of nowhere. He will just be reliable.
Clay.
Yes. I like that she is, like, fucking with
him. I think Clay would set up a dinner.
You do? Where? Outback Steakhouse? I mean, it would just, no reservation.
We don't need one at Outback.
No, but I think she truly wants a guy that will be like, you looking at my woman?
Yes.
I agree with you. She seemed turned on when Christian.
She did actually.
Was
there was
like,
a fire in her
like
eyes.
Like a hot.
She,
like when he was like a fighter. She wants a hothead.
Yeah. She's like, oh my God.
Yeah. She wants a hothead. He was like, it's hard to watch you walk out. She's like, you need to be more assertive. And she's like, it would mean a lot to me. He's like, today is my night. I'm trying to finish my date. Let me finish my date off today. You had a date. Today is my night. Today is my night.
It's going to be my next hit. Today is my night.
That's going to be my one woman show.
Who do you think you are? I am.
Who do you think you are? I am.
Today is my night.
Today is my name. Today is my night. I just looked down and I just saw the writing from Demi. I have been actually casually dating, and it's a woman, part of who I am. Can you consider that and me simultaneously? He's like, well, it's very different. I like you. And he asked if you could consider that simultaneous. She said, it's very different. I like you, and I like her a lot. And he goes, I'm okay for taking this slow. And she goes, that means so much to me because I see why you've been feeling anxious.
Points for honesty.
I agree.
I don't know that I would have. I don't know what I would do in that situation if someone came to me and said, like, hey, I really love what we're doing. I feel like I'm a very open-minded person, but if someone's like, I'm also seeing women.
I know. Me too.
I would be a little insecure about
it. Me too. If a guy, if I was dating a guy and then a guy was like, I'm bi. Sometimes I date guys. I thought, you want to go date guys. I would think
I would even have the same thing if someone was like, also, I want to date other people. I would have the same reaction.
Of course.
Like, it just is the, when you start hearing about someone liking
other
anybody
people.
Else. I don't know. Like, no.
I'm so – you don't have to
– But honesty's good, I guess.
I mean, honestly, this like, I'm so – out of there the second I get any indication that somebody's not into me.
Oh,
it's like, you're never going to see me again. I will move to Maine.
I delete every so that I never have the urge to text you. You're out of my phone.
I will move. I will move. I'll move to Montana so I never bump into you.
Yep.
I changed my identity twice. I've done that.
How was it? What was it like?
My name is Mark Drucker,
Bobby.
Really.
Hi, Marker.
Marker. My name is Magic Marker.
Magic Marker.
You really flew under the radar. Mm-hmm.
Magic Marker. You really did fly under the radar.
Today's your night.
What would be your... Of all the women on the show, Kyle, who would you pick?
Okay, my fantasy.
Who would you pick that's there?
Well,
who would you ask on a date?
God, personality or looks? Is it
First looks, then personality on the show right now.
I hate to be like a.
You pick Hannah B.
Yes.
Looks,
I hate to be.
For
that's
looks.
Very boring, but yeah. And then personality.
You and Hannah G.
Oh, God, there's no one that I'm. I don't think I'd want to hang out with.
But you got to pick
one. I thought maybe Tayshia was. Cool.
Yeah.
Then she fell off.
Okay, let's talk about that because we didn't talk about that. So we find out that Blake is like, hey, I'll show you. I'll fly to Birmingham and kiss you.
By the way, that's a story of like, I flew all the way to Birmingham. All she was kissed me. You'd be almost mad.
The whole thing is so banana pants. It is a lie. It is a lie. And then Tayshia became in. Tayshia became enraged and like tried to insert herself in and was like, why didn't you tell me? It's like.
And all she needed was attention because then JPJ came in.
Yeah.
And she's over it.
Yeah. She's like, oh my God, I love him.
It's like it has nothing to do with you. Like this whole drama has nothing to. You're just mad.
She just removed herself and been like, I ain't involved with this no more. Yeah. I'm fucking done. You guys can have him. I'm
right.
over it.
That's so class.
I have to say, the JPJ thing, the producers clearly. Wanted to make him the Jordan this year, the character, like the Daniel Canadian. So I'm wondering if they – I feel the producers are fanning the flames of like, Tayshia, JPJ. When she said he's a good-looking Heath Ledger was fucking hot. Like, what are you talking about, a good-looking Heath Ledger?
He's good-looking, though, JPJ.
He is. He's actually handsome.
And honestly, for a Paradise situation, like, I would – that would be fun. I wouldn't take it off the
island.
Yeah,
I could make out with JPJ.
But yeah.
I could make out, and it would be like, what am I doing?
Yes.
Oh my God, I'm making out with JPJ.
Totally. Yes, this is crazy.
I could see myself having one drunken roll around on a daybed with JPJ.
Yes. JPJ is who you have the daybed with, and like maybe Clay is the one you end up with.
No, too boring. He's too boring.
Right. I think she's going to end up with JPJ.
What about you? Let me turn that question
okay.
on you.
Okay, wait, let me think. Who's there?
First, who's the hottest to you?
Oh, boy. Okay, it's not Blake. I don't like his nose thing.
Well, Mike.
It would be
Mike.
Chris is the hottest to me.
Which one is Chris?
Harrison?
Oh, yeah, the older one,
he's
the old
the
guy.
To me.
Oh, really?
He's handsome. I don't
he's like also that. Not old. He's 32.
He's 31. And Blake is 31.
So old.
The old man is so old.
Derek is 32.
I'm just worried I can't be attracted to you. You're 31. I'm worried I won't be able to be attracted to you at 31. Oh God, who would I make out with? Who's there?
Dylan.
Mike Dylan.
Not Dylan.
Blake.
Bobby P.
Will.
Cam.
Bob.
Will's Cam.
Will's I would make out with.
Mikey S.
I mean, no one's going after Will's. He's so
adorable.
He's so sweet.
I fear I would make out. I fear I have really
I
bad taste. So
don't
like,
say Cam.
So do I.
I'm gonna give you like three. I fear I could get sucked in. I fear I could get sucked into the Blake hexagon out of bad taste.
No.
I could get sucked. I fear I can make out with Christian. I fear,
really?
Just once, and then being like, oh my God, he's awful. But like, I made out with him. Like, I don't know. I got drunk and we were on a one-on-one and I like grinded him outside, like in an alley in like downtown Puerto Vallarta. And then I fear that I would dry hump JPJ on like a dirty daybed.
Jordan.
oh, I don't want to make out with Jordan.
Oh,
I don't want to make out with Jordan.
Fun. JPJ, I wouldn't even go all the way with because it would be, no. way too messy.
I don't want to deal with this. I don't want to deal with this. I don't want to deal with this dick.
No,
I don't want to deal with this dick. But I could dry hump JPJ and I. Okay, wait.
Personality wise.
Okay, personality wise, who would I? I mean, I feel like I would hang out with. I don't want to think. I wouldn't want to make out with, but I feel like I would be friends with Derek. I feel like Derek and I would get along. Yeah. I feel like I would maybe want to like Derek because he seems like a nice guy, but like he would bore me. He would bore me, and I have worse taste than that.
Yeah.
Katie, what about you?
Mike. For both
answers. Mike is really handsome.
Or Wills. I like Wills, too. And I don't know why no one's
is
like...
He not, is he not on the menu? Why is no one ever... He works there as a bartender,
No,
right?
No, Wills.
That's Wells.
Oh,
Wells.
I would make out with Wells.
Oh, Wells.
I would make out with Wills and JPJ.
I would make out with and Wells Chris. And date Wells. But he's getting married.
Yeah, Wells is engaged to Sarah Hyland.
Yes.
Yeah. Mike, here's why Mike doesn't have my vote. He's handsome, but his
At certain angles.
And he goes like this. When he goes like this, when he goes, oh, my God, it's stop smiling when that nerdy. I gotta wipe that smile off my face. It's like
he is someone scene to scene. I think is hot or not.
Really,
which is such a shitty thing to say, but like
no, I know what you mean from some angles. You're just like oh,
and even just his personality. Like there are some scenes where I'm like he's so sexy, and then there are other scenes where I'm like I would walk away.
Can I ask you guys a personal question? Are there some days you're like I look fine, and then somebody have you ever had to take a selfie and then be like my face in reverse? Is the most fucked up, like, oh, it's like a crypt
that's
keeper.
That's only ever happened.
Like, how do you look in a selfie,
I honestly, I've looked in the mirror less and less.
Yeah.
And a lot of times I leave without looking in the mirror.
Great.
Because I don't want to look at it.
You got to look at it.
And then sometimes I come home, my hair is really fucked up.
You got to look at it.
I don't want to look at it.
You don't want to look
no,
at
I
it.
No, I always feel like, what's wrong with the lighting? I always think.
I know, I
it's
feel
gotta
like.
It's got to be the lighting.
Well, and you know what?
I don't look like that.
Yeah, see, and we were criticizing them earlier for being like, this is your fault, not mine. Mm-hmm. This is, the call's coming from inside the house.
This is right.
I know, I feel like I bought new foundation and then I had to put myself on tape for an audition, and it has sort of like sort of this sort of lighting stuff it like in the makeup, and
it's
I
like shimmery or
yeah, whatever. And I was watching it, and I'm like, all I think that stuff works when you're 20, and like looking at it on camera, I was like, all it did was highlight every angle
it makes you look shiny.
That was like yeah. fucked up about my face. That's like where my face is settling. There was.
But why do things look good in a mirror? Because there are times when I really do think I look good.
I thought I
and
looked
then I
cute.
Take a picture and it's all horrific.
I thought I looked cute, it's and then lighting. I saw it on camera. And I was like, oh, whoa,
It's all just lighting. It's all the lighting.
We all need to walk around with ring lights is what it has to be.
Yeah.
I think I peaked at a 6 in my prime.
Okay, great.
And so that's not too high. That's not great. But the good thing about it is I never thought like, this is my identity, a hot guy.
No, me neither. Right.
So
me neither.
Luckily, now I'm not as devastated.
That would not be great.
That wouldn't be great.
I tell myself.
Yes, I feel like, what age do you feel like you peaked at?
Nine, I want to say. No, 20. Oh, a 27-year-old Kyle Dunnigan was devastatingly handsome.
Was he?
No.
He was our...
But I would say...
He was cutie pie.
That was probably my top 27. Real... A solid 6.
Did you know that you were a solid 6 at 27? Like, were you aware? Like, I'm peaking now? Did you know you're peaking?
I probably would have thought I was a 7.
Okay.
But now I can look back and be objective.
Right, sure.
Yeah.
Okay, when did you peak?
83. I looked stunning. I would say 25 or 26.
At a what?
At a what?
Number. Oh, what number did I peak at?
You don't have to be self-deprecating.
No, I'll go with an 8. I think I looked really good for a year.
Great.
That's good.
I feel like I peaked at 34. Mm-hmm. I feel like I peaked just as Mad TV was ending because I was so happy it was ending.
I'm always my thinnest when I'm not on camera.
Yeah. I feel like I peaked at 34. And I feel like I was an 8. I feel like I was an 8 at 34. And I feel like in high school, I was a 5.
Yes,
no way.
You don't
I think so.
Late bloomer.
A 5.
High school's hard, man.
High school's hard.
Katie, do you want to play this game? It's
like
a cruel
probably
game.
Like 26, 27, but I didn't know it at the time. And now I
you
look
never
back
do.
And I go, oh my God.
And you know what? 10
I did not,
years from now, we're going to be saying
I
this
did
about
not
now.
Look good in my 20s.
I think
I didn't like myself in my 20s.
My late 20s, I kind of like started being like, oh, okay. Like I know how to do my hair now. I was in like really good shape. And I just like, I, but I didn't know it. And I would like also try to like hide it because I was a fucking idiot.
I know. I didn't know. I didn't know. I didn't know I was peeking when I was peeking. No, I was no not idea. Aware that I was peeking.
And you think back and you're like, oh, back then I thought I needed to lose weight.
Yeah.
But literally like 10 years from now, we're going to be saying the same thing about this movie.
I want to say I was back home recently and I looked through old photo albums and there was a photo of me at 22. And I remember it feeling so good going to this wedding. And I looked at this picture and I looked terrible. Like, I looked terrible.
Well, you're
terrible.
Still figuring yourself out then.
I had
a. Yeah,
I
but was she wearing- was the bride. So it was- really sucked.
I was a bride. I was in a Princess Diana gown. I was wearing Jared Leto. No, I had on like an Empire waist dress that went like right from the tits. I mean, so I'm like already a chesty gal. So like it just made me look like 30 pounds heavier. It was like a lot of pleat right at the boobs. And I had on like a sun hat and like a shrug. Like it was not, I thought I was nailing it. It was not, it wasn't good, guys. Okay, we're back. Email us when you guys peaked. Okay, so
just the subject line is just the number. Okay.
For a lot of people, it is their late 20s.
Yeah,
mine was 30, early 30s.
Your story is like I bought the wrong thing and I put a hat on. Like that's not what we're talking about.
I didn't. Okay, but I mean, you've seen photos of a young Arda Marine, haven't you?
No.
I'll just show you a recent one, which I think you're really going to enjoy.
Like the true Cabbage Patch Kid.
You're not even going to believe what
I
you're
doubt
about.
It.
No, you act
sure
like
it's better than you're saying.
Not
oh,
really.
It's so sweet. If it's the
you know what this one is. You know what's
I
happening.
Love it.
You know what's about to come. Come on, come on. It's taking its
time. Like a-
you know that one. Have you seen that?
Shut up.
Look at that handsome young man. What's-
Look at him. Look at him.
Wait, Arden, what's happening?
I told you.
Why would I have some... Why did they dress you like a boy?
That's me dressed up like a girl. That's my girl clothes. Normally, I was in my brother's
well, you have
clothes.
A collared shirt.
That's
and a
my
boy
girl
haircut.
Yeah, but that's my girl. That's my girl outfit. That's my girl sweater.
Did you want this haircut? You said, "Give me the Dorothy Hamill." I guess that was big back then.
No, I was past the Dorothy Hamill stage. It was. I had so much hair, and I wouldn't let my mom wash it.
Just give me the Christopher Reeve.
There was only one. Yes. There was only one hair. There was a barber in town, Jimmy the barber, no. And he just gave me the boy the haircut.
It's not even Dorothy Hamill. It's Ted Koppel. Oh, you poor thing.
Right?
It's really just the haircut, though.
Like, I told you. I told
so
you.
Cute.
I mean, she peaked. Yeah, that was my peak.
That's
so sweet.
I mean.
Do you have a website?
You look like
you
a spelling bee
website.
Champion.
I look like a spelling bee champ. I do look like this was my girl outfit. This was it's because I had a flower on it. Normally, I was in my brother's clothes. This was
Did
the feminine
call you
version.
A boy?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
And it bothered me. They'd be like, "What's the boy doing in the girls' room?" I was like, "I'm a girl." And then people would be like, "What a polite!" Like in the general store, they'd be like, "What a polite young man." I'm like, "I'm not a man." Okay. Anyway, that's how you develop humor.
Yep.
Pathos.
That's right.
Pathos. Gracias. Okay. So then here we are. Then we have, let's talk about, so you think she's going to give it to, oh, I love the snow globe. You think she's going to give it to Clay, Nicole?
Yes.
Who
do
you think?
Yeah.
Clay or Christian?
Christian, I mean, and after, you know.
But she has like boner fever for Christian.
Yeah, but he's ruined it.
Clay.
Okay, great.
Christian's a plant.
Okay. And Christian also has ruined it, as we'll get to.
Let's talk about, okay, so yeah, let's talk about so the fight. So then Jordan's like, "What's that pinata? I'm going to go take down the pinata." And Clay's like, "Don't take down the pinata." And then he's like, "I'm going to take down the pinata." He's like, "I really wish you wouldn't. Please don't take down the pinata." And then Jordan's like, He's like, "This is really cool and all, Christian, but I'm going to have to borrow this pinata." And then he takes it down. And then
which was so mean.
It was really deep.
And it was like he just goes and he's like, "I need to take this. Please, my
horrible.
Friend."
Because remember last year when he threw that teddy bear
in
the ocean?
He was throwing something in the
but
cake.
He wants air time. He wants the cake.
And he hates Christian. Because Christian at the tell-all.
I forgot how high water his pants were.
Those were capris.
Those were capris. It was like a knicker.
Yeah.
Did Christian make that pinata? Why was that important to Christian?
He brought it. I think they were like going to smash it or something. I don't know.
Okay, I missed that part.
It's just like he showed up with a pinata. I was confused by it too. But yeah. So I think Christian has ruined his chances now with that fight.
I do too.
Because he clearly looks
that's not like
psycho.
That's not exciting. That's like, yeah, you have a problem.
And Jordan, I don't think, has ruined himself with the fight, though. I think Jordan is just Jordan.
Yes. So
here was another Jordanism. And he was like, I'm going to ask Hannah out. We need to renovate. We need to put something up, do better, a little backsplash.
God, that metaphor.
I just can't. And then when Jordan's like, Blake's being a dumbass, I need to come in and whip him into shape. Like, he wants airtime.
Yeah, so bad.
This is my beat.
He was sweet last year at the end when he was with Jenna, and then she was a high-priced call girl, allegedly.
There you go. I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I also wanted to say that I do think it's sort of, and maybe this is not new, but it is kind of refreshing to see all these guys just completely comfortable and openly talking about other guys who are good looking.
Yes.
Like, I feel like that was a new, maybe sort of new thing where they were just like, look, he's obviously great looking. He's really charismatic. There were a few people saying stuff like that.
These actually feel like less bro-y guys than like the Jordan Robbie season.
Yeah.
Like,
these guys were like, aware. Oh, well, he's so handsome.
Like,
he's so handsome.
Like, Mike walked in and they're like, Mike is so hot.
Yeah.
They're like, he's really handsome. I love when, so when they have, when Clay's, speaking of analogies, when Jordan asked Nicole out, he did the football like analogy. Well, that's the name of a game. It's like, I do hockey. Why is the ice so slippery? Okay, it's a basketball. Why is the net so high?
They literally had to stop him.
Yeah, it just kept
and
going.
The first couple I thought were pretty good.
I know, and he's like, here I am. It's like, why is the water so wet? That was hard. I've been that person overcompensating and trying to be cool, but like that was painful.
But nothing is cooler than talking about how cool you are.
Oh my god!
Oh, I don't care. I don't care.
I don't care. I'm fine. And then we have laughing. What is this? Oh my god! I love the women laughing watching Blake rip his toenail off.
That was me.
I
loved it.
And they had to have like the set doctor, like the set medic showing up and how painful have your toenail ripped off in the sand? In the sand?
You can't go in the salt water there.
And then you can't go in like the hot tub. Like you've ripped off your toenail and you're like.
Dance the pretzel though.
That was pre-pretzel, I think.
And that was
post-pretzel.
Oh, it was post-pretzel?
No, it was pre.
No.
The dance?
No.
Him ripping his toenail off.
It was before.
Yeah, it was before.
And
then
it's also like him hobbling up, like him doing the awkward steps.
So
up.
Great.
It was really great. It was fantastic. So then we have Cam wrote a letter to Kaylin. Yeah. And he goes, today is going to be quite a day.
Oh, that poem.
Oh, my God. I'm still here in paradise.
Yeah, that was hard.
It was. And it was like, and then I got home and I licked my lower lip and the spice that I could taste your spice. Her face.
And he also had a line in it that said, don't let these stupid buttheads bring you down.
Oh my God.
He wrote that down and then said it to her.
Let me be your biggest Cam fan. Don't let your stupid buttheads bring you down. I want to, and he goes, that's my wife. What a fucking knob. Oh,
you should never write a poem. Unless your wife is like in bed with cancer and has a week to live. You can write a poem.
You don't write a poem. You don't write a poem. Oh. You can write a letter.
A letter.
You can write a card.
Doesn't have to
letter.
Rhyme. Is what you're saying.
Don't write a poem ever. Nobody should ever write any poem. Right. No poems.
Just none.
No poem should ever be written again.
Not even poets.
It's worse.
There should be no poems ever again.
Is it worse? Here's a question. To tell someone a poem, read someone a poem you wrote.
Oh my God. I would panic.
I really look like Kool-Aid Man for this office.
Sing an original song. What is more awkward?
A poem is worse.
A poem is worse.
There's no talent involved. A song is like, oh my God, they wrote me a song.
And maybe they'll look down, like if it's original song, maybe you're playing it on the guitar.
Yeah.
So maybe the person who's singing it is also looking down at the guitar a little bit.
There's somewhere to look.
There's a little more.
I would panic. I panic every time somebody says to me, you do comedy? I'm going to tell you a joke. I panic.
Flop sweat.
I panic of like getting my face ready, of like trying to look like, I don't naturally laugh at like a joke, like a setup and a joke.
You know what I do? You can use this.
Tell me.
You go, just before you go, I don't laugh at jokes. I've seen a lot because you're a comedian. You could be like, just so you know. And it takes the pressure off you. That's what I do anyway.
Go you ahead. Say that.
Yes. I said, just so you know. Like,
but
I
do they
don't
tell
laugh.
It anyway?
Yes, all the time.
And then what do they do?
And then they just watch like... you not laugh?
Yeah.
So how do you react? You go,
it's good.
Okay.
Oh, that's funny. It's funny.
Okay.
Anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
How's your stand-up going?
Are you touring? Good. No, I'm going to be in San Francisco in September, but I do the Comedy Store every weekend.
That's fun.
Oh, good. Come by.
When do you do it?
Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays.
How many minutes do you do?
Like 12 to 20.
That's like that's like the perfect length.
It's great. It's actually Joe Rogan and like Chris D'Elia, all these guys that are big podcasters,
yeah.
Theo Von, are bringing all these people.
I love Theo.
Yeah.
He's on the podcast before. He's so funny.
He's really funny.
He's a good guy.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Okay, so Mike comes and everybody is like, oh, yeah, here's Mike. He did look handsome.
Oh, he looked so good.
On entrance, he did. Yeah,
he looked on his entrance. That was a good scene for him.
Yes,
that was good lighting. He looked
good.
His face looked good. He was peaking.
Yeah.
He looked good. He had a good outfit on.
Yes, he looks great.
He's a big guy, too.
Yeah.
You're like,
damn it, who's Mike? Sorry.
This tall, hunky. He's the one who's very sweet, who's like.
He has the best smile in the world.
He has a really good smile.
Yes,
but then he has no game on dates. Like, so he has game around the house. He's got game around the hotel, but he doesn't have game on
one-on-one. I think that's when he becomes unattractive is on the one-on-ones.
Because he gets like girly.
Yeah. Yeah.
He gets like, oh, I have to stop smiling. He's like all in too fast.
Yes. He's
too in too fast.
Yeah.
There's
Is that the biggest error a man can make?
For me, yeah.
Yeah. Katie?
Yeah, you have to have a little mystery.
Yeah.
You want a little mystery? You want someone who's not...
I would say for me, okay, here's like top three. Two in too fast, it's like
two
overwhelming.
Two in too fast.
Don't you?
Yeah, I guess that's not attractive.
I mean, wouldn't that be horrible if on the first date someone was like, I could spend the rest of my life with you.
Yeah,
that's terrifying.
It makes it so scary, though, to be open because you know if you're slightly ahead of them, they're going to be really turned off.
Yes.
You got to hide it.
If you really like someone, you just have to
hide it. You have to push it down.
Wait till they break.
You have to push it down.
It is. It's true.
You have to push it down. You have to hide it.
As much as people say, I don't like playing games. Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I have to.
Yeah.
Number two. Two, a lot of times people don't ask questions. Like, and they'll think they had a really great date because I know how to talk to people. And
that
it's like,
true.
If they haven't asked one question, like, yeah, they had a great time because they like talking about themselves.
I've been on plenty of dates where someone didn't ask me
one question.
And then they asked me out again.
No, they love it. They think the date went great.
Yeah.
And it's like, you didn't ask me
one thing.
Not one question.
Yeah.
That's very unappealing. I would also say like a sense of entitlement. I hate a sense of entitlement. Like somebody who's like almost like I'm not easy. People like I'm a pretty easy laugher. I go to movies and like I want to like it. I like sort of dumb shit, you know? Like I'll go. I was opening night at Hobbs and Shaw. Like I don't give a shit. Like,
yeah.
And it's when people are like, I'll be the judge of that. There's something kind of like it was okay. Like people who can't laugh at a comedy.
Yeah.
Like just something that's fun. Like just some dumb movie. They're like. Oh, all right. I need somebody who can be fun and not be like kind of withholding about that.
Yeah.
And not somebody that's going to like try and have sex with my friends.
Yeah. That would suck.
Yeah. Kyle, off-putting for you.
Well, they're all the same, I think. Pretty much.
Okay.
I mean, don't have sex with my friends.
Yep.
That's good.
In too fast.
In too fast. Don't ever tell me you like me.
Oh.
Just kidding.
Never. Never.
Never.
Never.
What's a turnoff? I mean, I brought it up earlier, but when someone isn't aware of their culpability in a situation. Like, I know people never
give in.
Think they ever did anything ever. It's just, I feel bad. What did you do?
Yeah.
I can't.
I also can't deal with aspiring anything. Like, it's the equivalent of, as long as you have a cool day job that you like, that's cool. Like, if you have a cool day job and you're good with it, but if you like...
That's actually number one for me now. It's like the one lesson that I've learned.
I think
it doesn't even have to necessarily be passion.
No.
It just has to be like...
something you like.
You
a day
like
job
what you do, yeah. And you're secure in what you do, yeah. And you're not.
And you don't have to be super successful.
You're not trying to do something else.
No, no, no. But it's when
I'm past that.
I feel like I know. I used to like cheerlead people. Like,
totally.
Like, no, you can go sign up for a UCB level one class. Like, yeah. I can't cheerlead no. somebody to like. Think who's thinking about maybe someday pursuing that. Like, mm-hmm. at least be trying to do it.
Yes.
At least be in it and trying to do yes. it rather than, like, I'm thinking
one
about...
One of these days.
One of these days yeah. I might... I'm like, I can't...
No.
Whatever it is. Like I, hopefully you kind of like what you're doing.
Yeah.
I dated a guy who had a very cool career that was not what we do. And then, like, one day he was like... Like... You know, maybe I should get hitched. I was like, dude, like, why can't what you do be enough? Like, why
yeah,
do you?
I went out with someone recently who was like, I think I want to go work for a record label. And your timing couldn't be worse.
Yeah.
It's bad business.
It's really, it's the worst business to be
yeah.
in right now.
Yeah.
For a record label. But also, it was just like, oh.
Somebody,
I thought you kind of knew what you wanted.
Somebody now who, like, wants to go get headshots, who's like, I'm going to now go get headshots. I, like, when you're like, wait, but you have a whole other career. Like, isn't that enough? Why do you need headshots?
Yeah.
Why are you, why, you an audition now?
Now?
Like, don't yeah. do it. It's awful.
Yeah.
Okay, we're back. So then we have... So Mike shows up, Mike flirting with Onyeka. She's like, he's a handsome, charismatic guy. Even though Onyeka was so unpleasant on Colton's season, I wish she's been behaving in Paradise, and I wish somebody would come flirt with her.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who like just seem to be...
kind of floating.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't get it.
So he goes with Kaylin on the date. And she goes, you came down at the perfect time. I had my heart broken. It's just like, ugh. She like immediately goes into the Blake. Like, every fucking guy has to hear about Blake. He's like, well, you know what? And she goes, you just seem like you have an awareness of yourself. He's like, my mom, my sister, my grandma. He was cute on the date.
He was very sweet. But like you could tell she wasn't in it. And then we found out later that she definitely wasn't.
Yeah. He's like, my energy is focused on who I am and who I want to be with.
She just wants attention.
Yeah. And then, he goes, and he said the same toast he said to Hannah, our possible last first date.
Oh, he did.
Yeah,
he
did that. There's something calculating with him on the dates.
He did that on
like.
Hannah's season, yeah. The same date.
Mm.
And then they were surprised by all the music, like of all over the mariachi.
It was funny.
It was funny. Yeah. And then they're like, beso, beso, beso. And meanwhile, like, there's a weeping, moping Cam. He's like, I want a marriage and a film so bad. Derek and Demi were making out. Wills is... Okay, Wills goes to talk to Katie, and he sets up. This was the worst thing I've ever witnessed.
And by the way, I love Katie, but that moment
was
awful.
She drunk.
It was so he so Wills. For those of you who are not watching along at home, Wills set up on the day bed like a little like chocolate strawberries and some like champagne, and he was like, "Look, you're beautiful. I see you. I've been watching you. I see you."
What he said was so romantic.
He was so sweet. He was like. He's like, you know, you deserve the world.
Yeah.
And then she goes, let me stop you now. No. Everything you're saying is right. I can't. It says,
she must have been drunk.
Yeah.
Because
that was bizarre.
Out of the water. I'm fine. I just can't understand. This is not my jam.
And it took me a minute to realize, is she
jam.
Into this or not?
No, me neither. It's just not going to be between us right now. And I hate this. I just have to see other people in it. I just don't feel it. I'm a monster.
And they would just cut to him. And he was just like looking at her like,
dude,
okay.
That was the cool. craziest.
Yeah. Like, okay. You just said no, thank you.
It was the craziest reaction. Her reaction.
It was really. I mean, no, I've never
crazy.
Seen a person react like that.
Is that an ego where you think I'm devastating this person so
yes.
much?
Yes.
Every time I have a breakup, I always think, well, there's no way this person's ever going to move on. And then they
yeah.
always do.
I broke
yeah.
up
so
with someone
fast.
Who was so cool that I was prepared to like,
yeah.
I'm going to really bring the thunder down here, this poor little. And then she was like, okay, yeah. That sounds good.
I know. It just makes me feel a certain way.
But yeah, Katie just like, I honestly do think she was drunk and I think she just felt bad. But then,
it was so embarrassing.
And then all of a sudden she and Chris are a couple. I mean, I guess they're not showing us stuff.
They
so,
must,
like, we're
that
not
must be
seeing
boring
it.
Or something. Cause that,
but like all of a sudden they were like a couple.
Yeah, they're
and
a
I was
couple.
Like,
and he was like, Katie, and he goes, I hear
what?
You, girl. That's tough. I respect you. I can see you're upset. I'm here. And this, she's like, this is what I want to be. That's why I have.
Yeah.
That's why I can have you. Yeah. Can I have a hug? Oh,
yeah, that was
it. Made me like her less. It made me like her less.
Right before that happened, I was like, why are no guys going for her? She's so pretty. Yeah. She has the most amazing eyes. And then that happened. I was like, oh, maybe that's why.
Yeah.
Like,
she might just be bad. Like, she might be bad with drinking.
Sucks.
Yeah, it feels like her personality, like the one with the fun personality, is Demi.
Yeah, Demi's like the most fun on the beach for sure. Like absolutely, the most.
I love her glasses. Yeah, I love her little outfits. She's not pushing herself because she's somebody who actually I feel like was almost pushing it more on Colton season.
Yeah, being
she
I'm gonna take his virginity,
and she almost feels more relaxed now.
Yeah, because she's in a serious relationship with a woman. Who's
I mean, that's the thing. She's like has a relationship. Like, aren't you supposed to show up at Shane's?
She's on vacation.
Yeah, you're right. She's like in love with this woman who I think is coming next
week. Yeah, she is coming.
Really?
Yeah, her girlfriend.
That's such a smart idea.
I mean, like, did we see her?
Yeah.
And I'm nearly positive it's the girlfriend.
It's got to be the girlfriend. I don't see.
No, isn't this a double standard? If there was a guy who had a girlfriend, why are you even here? They'd be all mad at him.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
But she's been honest about it.
And she said she goes, we're casually dating without.
But still, if a guy was like, hey, I got a girlfriend halfway through,
yeah, you're right.
Jump down his
throat. Yeah, you're right. People would be so ticked. You're absolutely right. So then we have. Blake grabs Hannah and he was like, look, I'm not going to shadow you. I'm going to pursue you. You want to dance? And then they swing dance, and everybody was like, I remember that move. And, like, Christina's all ticked. And she's like, I want everybody to be on the same page. They start making out on the beach. Dylan goes up to break it up. And then she's like, what do you want to do? She's, like, playing with her ponytail.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, clearly she didn't want to go with you, bro. She's having fun making out. Like, Dad, I'm fucking swing dancing.
She wants Blake.
Obviously, like,
straight up, she wants Blake.
He should have pivoted so fast and gone. And it's not nice to whoever, but he should have gone for someone else.
He should have gone up to Christina and been like, hi.
Yeah he should. Tayshia, he's like, so Tayshia, meanwhile, is like, Hannah's a player. She's like in the center of all this. And so that's when Dylan's like, wait, is there something I didn't know? I love the shot of John Paul Jones passed out in the hot tub. and then Jordan does the cannonball and he goes, it just tickled my Jimmy. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Demi and Derek at breakfast, smelling the armpit at breakfast. Ugh. Yes. That was so gross.
Yeah, you're right about that breakfast.
I hate it every time they show that.
Yeah, it was so. And then Derek kept being like, it's hot and cold. I don't get why it's hot and cold. It's like, because she's got a girlfriend back home. She's got a. I want to just say the fan is working because we didn't have a fan for a while.
Yes.
And it makes it better.
It's real nice.
It's nice. I wish we had like 8 of them. So she's got a girlfriend back home. She likes boys and girls. She started crying. She's like, I'm tired of being tough, Demi, the demigod. I'm embarrassed. I want to be strong and tough, but I'm surrounded by people who make me feel bad and stupid. That's who I've been with. She's very likable. Blake wants to have sex with everybody. So Tayshia's like, Hannah has a hand in everything and all the drama. And so then... That's when Dylan goes, what am I missing? I feel like I'm missing something. She's like, well, Blake texted me before to show. So I'm going to show you who I am. I booked a flight to Birmingham.
literally going to show you who I am.
I'm going to literally with my dick. Yeah. And so then, Hannah's a puppeteer. So then Nicole was like, oh, it's going down. And then Hannah's crying. She's like, I feel like she mean girled me. Tayshia was such a tool.
They're all just terrible.
She was being a tool. Okay.
They're all terrible.
So then Dean shows
Dean
up. Dean and his mustache. He's living in a van.
I hate the mustache.
He's a vag. I kind of. He's so handsome and I liked Dean so much in San Francisco that I don't care that he lives in a van down by the river and he's got a poor mustache.
Like, the mustache is terrible.
Oh my God. I would pick Dean. I forgot about Dean.
Yeah, I would physically pick Dean. You had Dean.
We had chemistry. I would pick Dean. I would physically pick Dean and I would personality wise, I would be all Dean. It would be me and Dean.
Dean's a lot of fun. And also he was like honest about like, I don't want to actually have a place right now. I just want to go to all the national parks. Like,
no, he is great. So the one I would pick.
Who would want to spend a year with Dean? That sounds fun.
I would want to spend a year with Dean in his van.
I would go in his van. Yeah,
you think you would be okay after a month of it? No.
I would not. I would love it, dude.
Katie would love it. I think one night. I could not do more than one night. I couldn't do
I could do a week in a van, and I would be really gross. I would be miserable day three.
Yeah.
I could do a weekend. But it would be Dean. I would make up with Dean in Paradise. That would be who I would pair off with. Yeah. He would break my heart. He would completely have the upper hand. But physically, it's Dean. And unfortunately, bad personality. Yes, I have bad taste. I would pick Dean.
Nice.
Well, there's no real right choice.
Yeah. Who are you picking?
John, Paul Jones, Chris, and Wills are my top three.
And who personality?
You had said Wills, right?
I guess Wills, yeah.
Okay. So then, Dean shows up. He's living in a van. He's homeless. He's atoning for his sins. We see Kaylin crying, like, Christina's been, like, slut-shaming me around the beach. It's like, you're so annoying. Like, you're so
Christina
annoying.
Literally was just saying what happened.
Yeah, but
it was funny that she was doing it
right
there.
I know.
She did have no idea.
She didn't care. Oh, this is what happened.
Yeah.
Christina goes, I'm Russian. I fucking had to eat lipstick. My family.
Yeah, she was an orphan.
She was
an orphan living in the cabin eating lipstick. She doesn't give
a fuck about this girl.
Yeah, she's like, I don't give a fuck. And like, that was my boyfriend, and she humped him for like 6 months behind my back. I don't care. She's so, she's like, she's not saying
anything. And she was just saying what happened. She was just literally stating facts.
So then she's like, she's weeping, and she's like, I can't talk to Dean. He's like, hey, want to talk? She's like, okay. And then he goes, you're a mess right now. And then he asked her on a date. She's like, yes, we're going on a date. And we see Cam moping. He goes, I've been myself and it's not working. And then Demi was talking to Jordan. She goes, I got to be honest with you. At first I was like not interested in meeting Jordan. I'm like, fuck that guy. But then now I'm like all in on Jordan.
They're cute together.
Yeah, and he was like, I feel that.
Yeah.
So then Dean said, I'm surprised I'm here too. I'm ashamed of how I acted. I was an idiot. Lori said she heard a podcast where he said he was proud he didn't drink in Paradise. It looked like he wasn't drinking water.
No, he was drinking water with cucumber. We noticed that.
I think he doesn't drink in Paradise.
Yeah. We mentioned my friends and I noticed that he was drinking water when they toasted.
Is he sober or he just didn't
want to? I don't know if he's sober,
but
maybe he's trying to be cool this time.
Maybe he wanted another go around on TV. Like when Nick Viall did Paradise, I think, to like sort of rehabilitate his image.
Yeah. So
he's like, look, I'm fun. I'm not realistic. I under promise, over deliver.
That's so great.
I enjoyed him.
Yeah.
He's like, look, it's nothing.
Sorry, go on.
Like, what were you
saying? I was going to say, I think they're like going to end up together.
Yeah,
two.
It feels like that.
Absolutely.
It feels like that.
She was so into him.
Yeah, like, she was.
And I wonder if they had been talking before. I don't know if that will come out, but like they really seemed like.
He was like, I'm looking for Lady to come along with on an adventure, make some memories with. And so then he throws her in the pool and they float around and then the rest
of the time they're like super snuggly.
Yeah, they were pretty cute together. She kind of looks a little bit like D'Lo, like who he thought was like the sexiest girl ever.
Yeah.
Like I think if that's his physical type, she's in the same lane of the highway.
Yeah. She did seem kind of like when she's like, "Where do you shower?"
Yeah, and he was like, "In lakes."
Not like his.
I drink and I shower in lakes and fucking gyms, local gyms and lakes.
I still think that
rivers.
She is so attracted to him that she'll like let it pass.
I don't want to live in a van. No, I really don't want to live. I really don't want. I don't want to go camping.
No,
I don't want to live in. I'll go camping in a cabin.
Yeah.
What anyway. Else does he do? Did he ever say what his?
Oh, he had some desk job. Oh.
We met him when he was like 23, just gotten out of school, and he was a consultant.
Yeah,
but that like for like 6 weeks, and then he was on The Bachelor, and then I think he became so popular he makes money just on his Instagram.
Yeah, like he just did an ad for some beer or some shit.
So it's he does every day is an ad.
Yeah. Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's like energy drinks. It's everything.
It's all ads. Ruining its brand.
Yeah. So I think he has to probably go on to like get more followers.
What is his Instagram?
Dean Babies. Isn't it Dean Unglart?
Yeah, but it's Deanie Babies.
Deanie Babies.
Deanie Babies?
D-E-A-N-N-I-E Babies. Deanie Babies.
Anyways, all right.
You know what? I just figured out that's like Beanie Babies.
Yeah.
I never added
Deanie
that
babies,
up.
Yeah.
I can't. I'm so ashamed that he's more clever than I am. That's so embarrassing. Okay, so then we have Demi.
Oh,
I was like, this is a clusterfuck. This is fluid. But and then it's Demi and Jordan were talking about Chris. Every year I watch him age 10 years. It's like a mummy returns.
I love
that. He unpacked his formaldehyde.
So mean.
He's 31.
I know.
He's 31.
Every day I watch him age 10 years.
And then so Christian was a soccer player who turned into a model. So then let's see. It's hard to watch you blah, blah, blah. Casually dating a woman. He's like, well, it makes me feel closer to just to know more about her. And then we see Kaylin going, are you missing your van? Where do you shower? Gyms or lakes or rivers?
Oh. Cesspools.
Yeah. And then Mike pulled Sydney aside with some ice cream. There was no chemistry there.
Zip.
And but he needs a rose. He's like, she's like, I like to move slowly. What's your favorite ice cream? He's like, strawberry.
Wait, no.
Cookies and cream.
Cookies and cream.
Yeah. It was so. He's like, you know.
Yeah, and you could tell he was like, that wasn't the right answer.
And he was like, oh, I know. A grown tall man loving strawberry ice cream was like,
I love strawberry ice cream.
I mean, but like, that can't be his favorite.
They don't
like,
make that vegan flavor, and it's upsetting.
Yeah.
He was like, I can tell you've got good core values. It's your character. Like, meaning, like, I don't totally want to bone you, but you seem like a nice person. And then John Paul Jones was reciting his Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, my God.
I thought that would be horrible. I loved it.
He actually did a good job. Funny. He actually felt like Romeo.
He did a good job, and it wasn't.
It was kind of sexy.
My skin wasn't crawling.
It was sexier than I thought it would be.
Also, because it was just like that. What's his face from
Leonardo?
Yeah,
DiCaprio.
Sean Penn from Fast Times.
Yes,
it was just like that dude doing it. So you were like, I will watch this all day.
He was hot. It was actually the hottest he's ever been. Doing Romeo until he forgot.
Yes.
Until he forgot.
Which was great. And he was like, anyway, and then got right back to it.
It was so, and he did it. And then he was like, taste is a woman. It's too good to be true. It's like, she kept talking about how she was a cougar. And then it's just like looking at Clay's and Matador, like the bull's looking at it. And they're like, stand your ground, man, do it. And then he walked away and everyone was like, oh, man. Like, it was hard to watch him go stand up for himself and then come back and walk away.
Yeah,
what's
that
he supposed
really
to
hard.
Do? Though?
I know. What do you do?
He shouldn't have gone up any
softy.
At all.
No, I know. All encouraging and he shouldn't have done it.
But. I mean, I don't know what they wanted him to do. Like, how do you, what is he supposed to do?
He should have just, I don't know.
Overall, what are your predictions? Who are going to be the main couple standing at the end?
Chris and Katie, I feel like they'll go the distance.
I actually was like, are they going to get engaged? I kind of thought they might get engaged.
Okay, so I think they get engaged because they show hands.
Like, yes.
And one of them is a black girl.
Oh.
And so I was like, I kind of think it's Chris and Katie.
And you know what? If he finally finds love, right? Like his sixth time go round.
Like, and because they're not showing them a lot, I think that's a good sign.
There's
no drama and they're just hanging out and having fun.
Yeah. Okay, what do you think, Kyle? Kyle Funnigan, what do you think?
Who is going to be standing at the end with a proposal? I'm going to go with, and this is the dark horse.
Talk to me.
Cam.
What?
Yes, Cam and a girl who hasn't arrived yet.
No.
Sort of like, so the equivalent of like, the equivalent of Carly and Evan, that Cam is going to like wear somebody down.
Who wants it just as badly as he does.
Are you serious?
Two desperate
Like the equivalent of like Cam and Annalise.
Exactly.
I
got good odds. I know this is a long shot, but I've got good odds on this.
Who do you think is going to give Cam the rose this week?
I think Cam's getting cut this week.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I'm going to change mine.
And who are you changing it to?
Probably Blake and Nicole. Blake and Nicole. A surprise.
Oh.
A surprise.
Okay.
They both just make
them. All right. Who do you think?
I think Katie and Chris.
And?
I think.
What about Demi? Do you think Demi?
No. Actually, yes. I think Demi and her girlfriend.
Okay.
That's it. I think. Because they can't show us those hands, because we would figure that one out.
That's true.
Oh my God, that's exciting.
But yeah, I think Chris and Katie for sure. And then I don't know. I don't know if the others are so like involved, evolved yet.
Yeah.
Well, will you guys help me Will you guys help me pick the tweet of the week?
Yeah.
And I also appreciate, there's been so many fun. We got a lot of fun people reviewing us and liking us on iTunes. And I will pull it up in a second when my... Oh, my God. Here we go. 5 stars. Here for the right reasons. JessRich4204. I love this podcast. Arden and her friends are so funny and insightful. I look forward to hearing their take each week after I watch The Bachelor, Bachelorette, Bachelor in Paradise, Bachelor Winter Games. God, why are there more Bachelor spinoffs? Also, they love the episode titles. Thank you so much. Better than cereal. 5 stars. RGFG212. This is truly the journalism that America, or rather the world, needs at this time. The takes of the host and guests are refreshing and poignant and often lead to a lively discussion. I heard it was up for the Pulitzer Prize, but no one could remember the acronym WYATR. Truly a shame if you ask me, because this is the best reporting I've ever heard, and I've seen Blackfish. Do yourself a favor and join Art on this love journey and let you take Down Under on Patreon. Loan her that $5,000 she keeps asking for. It's so true. Would somebody just give me that fucking money? Please, somebody loan me $5,000. You'll never see it again. So just Venmo it to me. All right, here we go. So some tweets of the week. Okay, here we go. We have Heather Gardner at Burlesque Baker. I'm healthy, I'm emotionally, mentally, and physically available, and I'm looking for the bone depth that comes with marriage is also my pickup line. Seth Vatt at Baseball One, it's not a sixth toe, it's the tip of Mike's Johnson. The sixth toe thing. I do think Mike has a gigantic wing.
I think the sixth toe is Blake's.
I think it might be like it.
And that's why you wear shoes, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God! But he was barefoot, though.
You're right.
He was barefoot.
Maybe we just didn't notice.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Britt Paulson at Beerlet.
I was thinking, the bandage made it look like there was a sixth.
Yeah, that could be it too.
Oh yeah. Okay, here we go. Britt Paulson, I bet you $1 million that Cam has... Oh, this is a good one. I bet you $1 million that Cam has asked out a stripper after paying for a lap dance.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. It's so true. Okay, wait. And then finally, we have Lauren at @purple_haze. So Kaylin is pissed about Blake being a player, and instead she decides to date a homeless player. It's so true.
It's true. She did go from one player to another.
Yep. All right. I'm going to have the final two be as follows. I am Heather Gardner. I'm healthy. I'm emotionally, mentally, and physically available, and I'm looking for the bone depth that comes with marriage is also my pickup line. And Britt Paulson at Beerlet, I bet you $1 million that Kim has asked out a stripper after paying for a lap dance. Bone depth or stripper?
Stripper.
Oh, my God. It's unanimous. Britt Paulson at Beerlet, I bet you $1 million that Kim has asked out a stripper after paying for a lap dance. Oh, okay, then I'll just read one email. Let's see. I'm not going to use the name on the show. Email us at rosepodcast@gmail.com. I want to thank you and all the others on the show for giving us quality commentary every week. I love how you talk about grief and family. I have a group chat with my friends over the country. Fun show to watch. Mm. They love this beautiful train wreck. This woman knows a producer on the show, and she knows things like Blake and the Polygon and why Peter wasn't The Bachelor a couple years ago. Oh, yes. If you're listening, email us. We want to know all that. We want to know all that. Well, you guys, where can people find you, Brian?
Right at Brian Safi.
BRYANSAFI.
You got it.
Great. And you have a great podcast.
Throwing Shade every Thursday.
And you're on 911.
Yeah, starting September 23rd.
Ooh. Okay, Kyle Dunnigan.
People can find me at kyledunnigancomedy.com, a great place to go for a lot of great stuff.
Great.
I've got a podcast coming out
a
month.
You do? Yeah. This is the one we did?
No.
Great, good. Good.
That was just a technical... I had a lot of problems with that podcast.
Okay,
we had
great.
Some problems.
Well, we had a good time.
Might steal that interview, though, with you and plop it in somewhere.
Well, it exists.
I got it.
But you
got
to put it somewhere. I will be on Insatiable Season 2 on Netflix sometime between now and the end of the year. You can watch Season 1 now if you haven't watched it or you want to rewatch it. I also just finished a draft of my book that will be, thank you. It's not ready to turn in yet. I've gone through two drafts. I'm going to do, put it down for 2 weeks, do another pass, turn it in, get notes, but that'll be out.
Is this a biography? Is it a story about your life? It's a
biography of Abraham Lincoln.
It's a biography. It's a Churchill biography.
You have such depth.
It's a Churchill biography. I spent a lot of time in England doing lot of research. Yeah. It's that is I sort of combined him how he was sort of like the Chris Harrison of England.
Yes.
It's a
quick read. A lot of pictures.
It's that coupled with looking like a fine young man in the fields of Rhode Island. So it's funny essays about me and then a very extensive time about Churchill's war strategy. Okay, and I'm also at Arta Marine, MYRIN, on Instagram. Katie!
I'm KT_money on Twitter and Instagram.
Guys, there's a chance it'll be a little late next week. I'm going to be up in Berkeley with Lori. We're going to record up in Berkeley,
Lori Loughlin.
We'll be back with Lori Loughlin. We're going to school. We're looking at schools together. She's trying to get me into Stanford.
She's got an inside track.
Well, I'm on the crew team. I've never actually rowed before, but I think that Stanford could really use me.
I think it's going to be great.
We're on their sailing team. I've never been on a dinghy before. That's how they sail,
She'll
right?
figure it out. Yeah,
a sunfish? A dinghy? I don't know.
You'll be on the dinghy team.
I'm going to get motorboated, Stanford. Thank you. So that's how you keep it. Well, everybody, please don't forget to party. So horny. Goodbye.
Oh, yeah. Gonna get all up in you tonight. It feels so good. I just got one little question for you, girl. Will you accept this rose? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world? Accept this rose into your world.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.